Blog Talk Radio. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy, and I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He leads. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He leaves salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. The world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. For He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus, He lives today. For He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me.
Amen, amen, amen. me. I love that song because Jesus should live in our heart. He should live in our heart. We should have a heart for Christ. So I do. I just love that song. He lives. He really do live. So I thank you, Father, for tonight. Welcome. I am back. I am back from my vacation. It seems like I have been away from the family, which is PGN, for a while. I believe it's been 2 weeks, but I am back. I pray that you can hear me. They can hear me very clear. Everything is coming through clear. For those that's listening in, that's listening on live, you can also text us. Give us a text and let us know that you are there. If you want prayer, if you just listen too, because I know there'll be different people online that cannot call in, but you can send, if you can, you can text to 214-505-8719. You can still send your prayer request a text. And for those that's on here, you like prayer, press 1. I can see your hands up on the queue, and I'll be more happy to bring you on to pray with you. If you can hear me, you can also text the number and let me know that everything's coming through clear. I always like to ask before I begin if you can hear me. For those who know how to reach out to 214-505-8719 and let us know that you can hear me very well, because we know technology, technology has its own way. I can be talking, and I tell them all the time, even I'm teaching. Once I get started, I'm just so focused on the Word of God, so focused trying to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, and once I'm gone, I'm gone. The weather here in Texas have changed, going from Dominican Republic where it's so hot to come back here with rain and so cold. It's so cold. Even they talking about we might have snow flurries. So it's so cold, and I think that it's messing with my allergy. I've been trying to take care of it natural, keep it up under control. So pray over my voice, pray for my voice, pray for healing against sinus infection, respiratory infection, whatever's trying to come. Amen. So Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for Law Talk. Father God, we thank you for Randy and his beautiful wife. Father God, we thank you for the vision that you have. Trust him with, Father God. We just thank you for the family and the love and those who call in, Father God. You know what your people need before they pick up the phone and call. So, Father God, I ask that you use me tonight. I did not prepare anything. Actually, I ain't too long ago walked into the house, so I didn't have anything prepared. I haven't even prepared anything for tonight. So, this will be a night that truly is going to be led. What do the Holy Spirit, what do he have for your people? What do you want to talk about? So I would say this is your radio station. I decrease so you can increase. You have your way with your people up on tonight. Father God, I cover myself up under your word. Thank you for covering me up under your anointing. Thank you for trusting me to feed your people, to teach your people. So Father God, I just give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I tell y'all, I know some of y'all probably say, where she at? Where she at? She ain't been on here in a while. I took me a little bit of vacation. It was nice. I took me a little vacation. And I really did enjoy it. The place that we stayed, it you know, it's not something that I'm used to, but I know how to go and enjoy myself, not to let things bother me, to enjoy myself, to make the best, you know, go somewhere across the country and you not pleased with certain things, but it doesn't stop the show. You still enjoy yourself. Amen. I want to talk about, I shared something on Facebook early this week, and it's something that the Holy Spirit has spoke to me about. Well, and I also want to address the body of Christ. We are one body, one member. We are the member of one body. Christ is the church. We bride. And we supposed to, every time I think about this, I think about Moses when there was a war going on and he was getting his hand. If he kept his hand up, it was one side winning the war. But when he put his hand down, they were losing. So Aaron, I can't remember the other person's name, had to help him with his hand up and give him something to sit down, because he was after for a long period of time with his hands up. Well, when we are in ministry, you are an evangelist or a prophet or a leader, a preacher, a pastor, anything that have to do with the ministry, we should be there to keep each other hands up. Sometimes we get tired, we get overwhelmed. Sometimes we need to rest. We need to rest our voice. We need to rest our body. We need to rest our mind, because ministry is not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy when you're teaching different types of people. You're on a certain type of platform. Blog Talk, this is a platform. Our voice has been heard, not just here in Texas, but in Georgia, New York, Florida, California, Mexico, Africa. It's been heard all over the nation. And so there are many people call in all the time, Monday through Sunday. A lot of you are calling in to get prayer and to hear what the Father is speaking through the Holy Spirit. And so sometimes we need help ourselves. We need help. We can't do this thing by ourselves. We can't. That's why Jesus sent them out two by two. And, you know, they follow Christ. They learn from him. He was a great teacher, a great wise counselor. And he sent them out. When he sent them out two by two. And so we are here to help each other out. This is not one man's show. It's just like when I came on here early and I said, if you can hear me, you know, reach out, let me know you can hear. If you don't hear nothing within 15, 10 minutes, they let you know something is going on with the technology and reach out to let us know. We can't hear it. There's no sound, so we can fix it. Even if you are part of a ministry, part of serving is helping. You might have to help with the sound. You might have to help with the video. That's serving. That's helping the ministry out. I just, you know, a lot of stuff I sit back and I go ask the Father, okay, Father, is we really helping each other? Or some people want you to see, you know, some people that we dealing with all type of people. And some have to tell me this. You on social media, you're different with different type of variety of people. Sinners, ministers, pastors, bishops, you know, you're speaking the true word of God, so they're going to be attacked. You're going to have the worst attack on social media, and just like on the airway. So you can have a video diluted. You can have a video that's blurry. You can have a video that's messed up. And he was like, don't get too caught up in that, because everybody ain't going to help you. The people ain't going to say, well, hey, Sister LaShawn, Seer LaShawn, or whatever, and say, hey, your video not coming through, the sound not coming through, it's too much noise in the background. It's not coming through. And you have those that's really caught up in what you're saying, they're not even paying attention. And so what he was doing to give me wise counsel, don't get caught up in there, don't get discouraged, keep going. And maybe this speaks for somebody that's listening. You know, when you start out in ministry, it's not going to be smooth. You might have these days where you're trying to be start off. The Holy Spirit might tell you, start out praying on a conference call. When you praying on a conference call, I have been on a conference, y'all, I kid you not. I have been on a conference call and pray for a whole, I promise y'all, I pray for a whole hour. It was about 30 minutes to an hour. And it was people on, some people on there, they did not even hear me praying. I mean, I'm going. I'm just out. I mean, I'm walking all around my house. I didn't turn my face to the wall. I'm praying with my face to the wall, the nose to the wall. I'm just turning it up in prayer. And then I hung up and somebody texted, are you coming on the prayer line? I'm like, I was already on there. But then I know they couldn't hear me. Well, they go back to us cutting each other out. If you know that, if it's Randy, brother Terrence and sister Tanisha, whoever it is, if you don't hear no sound after 5:10, if something is going on, reach out and say, hey, we can't hear you. You're not coming through clear. You know, let us know, because we are dealing with a world, this world that have technology problems. We, you know, I don't have the perfect phone. I don't have the perfect laptop. I don't have these expensive headphones, so it might not come through clear. And so I just was thinking about that. We ought to help each other out. And I was saying shame on some of the leaders, that because some leaders on there and no one said anything, but talking to a leader, we have to keep going, because they're going to be, just think about all these big name people. Think they got in front of all those people and everything smooth every night, every conference. No, it did not. But they kept going. You can't catch the cold. Nothing didn't go wrong. No, it might have been a time her microphone didn't work. Benny Hinn and all them, might have been a time they microphone didn't work. Might have been a time that they wasn't feeling right, but they kept pushing and kept going. So for those who have ministry, I don't care if it's small, I don't care if it's huge, whatever it is, whatever the Father has given you and trust you with, you keep going. You know, dust yourself off, get up and keep going. You know, it's going to be some days. You're going to have some good days, okay days, and some bad days, and some great days. That's part of ministry. And my prayer, that the Father really connect true divine connections to the real true ministry. He already know who's the true ministry. That we will sharpen each other, help each other out, give each other wise counsel. It's not right for us to sit there and want to see someone fail. If there's anyone out there want to see someone fail, you need to examine yourself and get your heart checked. If you walking in this type of zealous spirit or jealous spirit or this spirit that's not lining up with what the Father, you know, his spirit, and you won't see people fail thinking you getting ahead, it ain't gonna work. Because let me explain something. Y'all don't think the Holy Spirit, God don't ask y'all, you know, you didn't help my daughter out, you didn't help my son out, and you seen them struggling, you think he ain't going to bring that to your attention? He'll bring it to your attention right here on earth. You don't have to go to heaven for him to bring it to your attention. He chastises us now. He corrects us now. He corrects us now. So I want to share that with someone tonight or over the earth. Don't give up what God have assigned you to do, because everything is not going to flow right. You're going to have some little bumpy roads, but keep going. Ask God to help you. That's number one. Ask him to help you. Ask him what do he want you to do. And trust me, he will direct you, because those that that with you in the beginning ain't going to be with you at the end. Those that with you in the beginning, they ain't going to be with you in the end. Especially when you start, when the father really start telling you, tell my daughter or tell my son or tell them this. A lot of people don't want you when they get, and another thing I'm finding out, when you're in ministry, you have to be careful with certain type of relationship. Be careful with certain type of relationship, especially friendship. When they think you have been friends with them so long, and I know this very well, I know somebody on here can relate. Those the ones that's going to be very difficult for you to even speak what the Holy Spirit has shown you, even if the Holy Spirit has given you a word to give to them, those going to be the difficult ones to deal with. A lot of them going to reject you. A lot of them ain't going to want to hear what you got to say because you're too close to them. And sometimes I have heard the Holy Spirit and told me, pull back. You're too close. You need to pull back. I have heard so loud and clear what the Holy Spirit told me to pull back a person or a relationship with a family member because you're too close, your heart to attach. And there are some things that I need you to do. There are some things I need you to say. There are some things, you know, I am called in the healing and delivering ministry. You need to follow, you need to pull back. And also, I can hear when he say you need to pull back because they're not respecting you. They're not even paying attention to the words that's coming out your mouth. You too close. You need to shut it down. So know what ministry is and what is a friendship and ministry and relationship. When God got you on Simon, your relationship is the assignment that he has you on. We know that by when they came, the disciples came and say, Jesus, your mother and your brother is here. What did Jesus tell them? Who are my brother and my mother? What did he say? Those who do the work for the kingdom, for my father. Those who are my mother and my brother. A lot of people don't want to hear that Bible verse. So you can't, everybody, you ain't going to be able to minister. You show sometimes you ain't going to be able to minister to your own family, even your own household, and to your own friends, because those are the ones that are going to reject you. Majority of the time, those the one is going to reject you and give you the hard time. When people think they have bumped a relationship with you, you ain't going to be able to tell them. And there can be something that they like depend on. Someone is going to want to receive it. So you're going to have to learn how to balance that out. You're going to have to learn how to separate that. Business, the father business is his business. And when it comes down for you working for the kingdom and the father, you got to take care of your father business. Because that's what Jesus said, come here to do the work of my father. What you see me do. What you hear me say. And so I want to share that tonight. Like I said, I don't have too much to say. I didn't prepare for anything. But ask God to help you when it comes down to ministry. And when he separate, let him separate. Because I promise you, and another thing, A lot of people, a lot, and I'm saying a lot, and especially men and women, but majority of women, when they're broken and they've been through something, and when the father put genuine people in their life, they don't know how to receive it. Though they're going to reject it because they're not used to it, and they just can't believe that they have this person that's so genuine. It's so honest, they don't know how to handle it, and they don't know how to receive it. Most likely, the father placed people in your life for a reason. It's for a reason, in a season, in a time. That's why I tell them, get what you need. Get what you need. What now? You know, I'm gonna be honest. Y'all know I be honest on the radio. What bothered me majority of the time when you're pouring out and you're pouring out and you're laboring and you're teaching, and you ain't gonna find many people that teach word from word. Take the time, open the book, and read word from word and interpret and break it down in classes the way some people really, they are teachers. They are visionary people. The Holy Spirit gives them that overseer look. They oversee, very recognized. You ain't going to find too many people like that. And when a person pour out like that, yeah, we expect, you know, we know everybody ain't going to get it. But some is there to plant, drop the seed, another's going to come to water. Know your time and know your time and see when it's over. Are you there to plant? Or you there to water? You might be in the end of watering. But once you water it, you have to let it go. It has to grow on its own. You can't sit there and monitor and watch it grow. Because guess what? The Father, he gets the glory. He gets all the increase. We just serving. But a lot of us want to help keep holding. And we keep holding on, we missing our next assignment. What used to bother me when you pour out, you want people to be more healed and delivered than they do. You want them to see them set free. Because when you're a seer, a prophet, you have a passion for his work. You have a passion for his people. It's so passion. That's why you hear a lot. Teach with passion. It might sound stern. It might be firm because of the passion and the love that they have for the Father. And they want to see you grow. They want to see you get healed and delivered. I know I do. I want you to see the miracle. I want you to experience some of the things that I have experienced with my Father. I want you to the taste of his glory like I had the taste of his glory. I want the light to shine around you like I had the light shine around me many a time. I want you to have encounter with angels, just not just demons all the time and unclean spirits. I want you to taste and see how good the Lord is. I want you to know that he is your strong tower. He's your strength. I want you to know that he can raise the dead. I want you to know, I want you to experience it for yourself. I ain't no selfish. I'm not selfish. I want you to be healed and delivered. I want you to be set free from bondage. I want a breakthrough to come through your household. I want to see you develop. I want to see you with business, growing business, being an entrepreneur, finish school. I want your children to go out to college and be something and know their true identity. I want you to have a relationship with Christ, the Father. I want you to live a life and a life abundantly. I want all things to work together for the good of your life. I want you to know how to war, how to pray the correct way. I want you to be healed and delivered, set free from your own self. I want you to be in a person. I want you to be in a place where you shut yourself down and let the Holy Spirit come in and have his way. I want you to have a proper life and be in good health. I can't speak for everybody else, but I can only speak what this is my desire. Because if I say I love my Father and I love my Son, I got to have this type of passion from the people. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people want to see you slip and fall. They want to see you mess up. They want to. I tell people don't walk away. away from your assignment. But when you walk away from your assignment, it's incomplete. You're going to catch yourself going around the mountain, being in that whirlpool, and you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back. You trust me, I have seen it many a time. You're coming back for your healing and your deliverance. God can use you. That's part of the getting squeezed. That's part of being broken down. I've been brought to a place where he has to break me. Things that I speak over the airway and I speak in classes, it's because I have been through it. And God's going to place you with someone that's been through it. 9 out of 10 been through what you're going through now. See, that's what we fail at. You going through something, so I got to place my man of God. I have to place my woman of God that been through what you're going through. Oh, you don't hear me. You know, I didn't hear it. It just amazed me. The Father already prepared us before we get into that situation. This what they going to think. This what they going to see. But it was one girl on my job. Oh, everybody did not like this girl. And then, you know, she was something else. She was very messy. Nobody wanted to be her friend. Nobody wanted to deal with it. And there was a reason, because she was. She was very messy. But here go me, LaShawn, because, you know, that's just who I am. My mama told me I've been like that since I was a child. I draw a lot of people to me. Sometimes you draw the good, sometimes you draw the ugly. And I have to accept that. That's just who I am, and I cannot change for no one. Here go me, little LaShawn. To be her friend. The Holy Spirit revealed some things. She was talking about me. She was saying things just like she was. And people was warning me. You need not talk to. Be careful. You need to be careful. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I tried. I want to say, I tried. This. She's somewhere else. I tried. I'm done when I invited her to my wedding. Nobody up here wanted to deal with her. I let her do my bridal shower, and she did me like that. Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, when you on assignment, oh, you can pray all you want to. Somebody better hear tonight. When a person part of the assignment and he connect you to him, you can whine and complain all you want to. God ain't for to remove them people until their assignment's done. If they part of the assignment and you there for a reason in their life, if God have you on assignment. And I'm like, I'm done. I can't do this. I don't like messy people. I don't like all that backbiting, all that gossip. I ain't going to be able to do it. When Father say you looking at it wrong, look again. Look, I'm finna show you something. And he began to show me what she really dealing with. Now, you this one right here, she's gonna see me in you. She's gonna see me in you, and it's gonna change her. And plus, there are family members you need to pray for. Come to find out, her sister has tumors on her brain. He'll begin to show you why you got to be connected to that person. You can moan and grunt all you want to, complain all you want to. And so when I just let the Holy Spirit have his way, everything was going smooth. But it was to the point, I said, your girl, say one more thing to me. I told my supervisor, she said, one more. She was so mean. She didn't know how to talk to you. She talked crazy to you. I was like, I'm going to do something to her. It was about to get to that point of fight. That's how bad it was. Them the one that God going to put around you. Because not only he dealing with you too. And them people going to stay around until he squeeze everything out of you. He ain't going to remove them. A lot of people don't want to hear that. He ain't going to remove them. You going to stay right after I was bad, Lord, please, please move me from this department. I don't like this department. The whole department messing up. And she the main she's the main person. The supervisor, all of them, they all friends. They and please, I was bad. No, I was on assignment. Until the assignment was done, then the assignment is over. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get off. I did this video of the Holy Spirit showing me about marijuana, how the marijuana was gonna be laced and poisoned, that a lot of young generation was gonna lose their life, not just a young generation, the old one too, because it's a batch of marijuana that's not gonna be good. This is an attack over the young generation, and somebody brought to my attention where there's nowhere in the Bible that says smoking and drinking is a sin. Well, no, but he also tells us to take care of the temple. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this very slowly. When you have assignment on your life or you chose, and I used to tell my son this all the time, and some of the young generation, because I minister to a lot of young generation, when you got a call on your life, God ain't going to let you get away with a lot of stuff. You're going to get caught. It ain't like everybody going to get away, but you ain't going to get away because it's not for you. Let you get too far because you got a calling on your life. And one thing I know, when you have a calling on your life, when God really, you know, because he already knew you before the foundation of the world, you can go out there, you can go out there and drink, puff, huff, puff, up, huff, and pass. But when he get ready, when he gonna let you do it, he'll let you do it. And sometimes he'll let you do it to put a little rum in your stomach and make you sick, let you know this is not what you supposed to do. My son will call himself to go drinking. Every time you drink, you get sick. And I just look at him and say, don't you know that ain't for you? You get sick. They let you know you don't supposed to be doing it. You get sick. Well, he will come with that little voice and say, put it down, leave it alone, don't smoke that, don't do that. You will hear it, the warning sound. If the Holy Spirit come tell us not to eat certain type of food, not to drink sodas no more, not to do this no more, you don't think he'll come and tell you not to smoke and not to drink? Because he sees things ahead. He need his temple. Take care of the temple. He already knows some of the stuff that you're putting in your body is causing harm in your body. But I tell people, whatever you do, that's between you and the Father. I know people that drink and I know people that smoke. I treat them like anybody else. If that's your business, that's between you and the Father. He get ready to come and knock on your door and tell you to put it down. He will. He'll tell you. He'll tell you more than one time. So no, it's not in the Bible. But one thing I do know, he will come and tell you to stop. Don't smoke that no more. I heard stories where people used to smoke and the Holy Spirit said, go flush it down, come on. Now smoke that tonight. And you better not. I heard people say how they didn't hear the voice say, you better not smoke another again or it's going to check you out. I know he will come speak to you because he cares for you so much and he know what's attached to it and what's behind it. Now, people say drinking a little wine ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, if that's your cup of tea, you do it. We don't judge. That's what you do, you do. And some people think, well, they, and I believe when I did the video, no, the video wasn't by judgment. The video was a warning. Listen, pray. Warn your children. Ask God for the spirit of discernment, because this is what I've seen. They're going to attack Even I seen what gum is going to be passed out at an elementary school. It's going to make the kids sick. This is a warning sound. Hey, ask God to take that taste out your mouth. Oh, or pay attention. Don't be smoking with everybody. You know, the woman of God, the Holy Spirit revealed this to the woman of God that this is going to happen. So we need to take heed. You need to be careful. Look what went on with the little girl that went over there to Mexico. You have to pray for the spirit of discernment over your ask the Father. It was one season that I would pray, Lord, I pray for the spirit of discernment, and I pray for spirit of discernment of people that was around me. And I tell you, he will wake you up. Get up, pray for your son. Get up, get him, come in there, wake you up. Pray for your nephew, because the nephew out there breaking into cars. I'm telling you, when you start ask, you have not, because you ask not. When your friends bring their children around, you need to ask for thy eyes to be open, your spirit discernment to be sharpened, so you can see us. If it's a snake, it's a snake. If it's a rat, it's a rat. You want to see it. And you, nah, baby, that ain't the one for you. That ain't the one you need to be hanging around. No. I'm going to tell you, some of y'all need to be a hound dog. You know, a hound dog sniff everything out. You better, people be thinking, they think I'm funny, but I'm serious. Better start sniffing it out. Going into that, I'm telling you, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's why I say train up a child. Train them up right. But what do the other part say? When they get older, they find their way back. It didn't say why they was young. When they get older, become older. Train them up as a child. Train them up at 2, 3, and 4 years, you know, old. Start training them now. So when they get older, they're going to find, they ain't going to find their way back to you. You direct them to Christ. That's who they're going to find their way back. And how they're going to find their way back is through the word. They see what you do. If you're a praying mama, a praying husband, they're going to remember. They out there doing in the car, in a bad place, they're going to remember. Well, this is what my daddy did. This is what my mama did. They prayed and cried out. Well, Father, you heard them, so you're going to hear me. Get me out of this situation, Father. They see what you do. And if you're doing it right and you got a prayer life, they're going to know. When they get stuck in a situation, well, I heard my mama saying, I kept that, or I heard my father keep saying, they ain't kept the angel around. If they in a situation in school, well, y'all, let's pray, because this is what I used to hear my parents them say. They said, we got angel charge over us. I heard them talk about the book of Psalms 91. He said, let's call the angel. We got angel charge over us. That Bible verse is in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child, a child, a child in the way he should go. And when he is older, he will not depart from it. You train him up in wisdom and give him knowledge and understanding about wisdom. Train them up in the book of Proverbs. Train them up in the book of Psalms. So they know how to pray. You train them as a child. Now, I'm not here to judge nobody's household or tell you to run your household, but somebody needs to speak the truth. This is how we, when we speak the word, we have to make sure we break the word down to where the people understand it. and they are not misled about what the word says. Get them while they young. You will them in as they young. Did I do that? No. I'm going to teach somebody how to do it. I'm not judging your soul. I'm not judging your children. But this is true in the only way. Train them up as a young child. And if your children are older, it's not too late. You just repent and ask God to show you the way. You know, start praying that they line up with his will and walk in obedience. That they want to know who, because let me tell you something, he always going to send that, the one to plant in the water. He's going to send the ram in the bush out for your prayer. So when you train them up as a child by way and teach them what's the true way and teach them that there is a creator of this earth, everything he created, because the word tells us everything he created from above, within the earth, below the earth, he created it all. He created good and good turned to wicked. He created it all. Everything he created. And when they understand where did we come from, and it is real. Because now society is teaching your children the book, the Bible is believe there's no God. But there's no God, but there's wicked things. Oh yeah. How is gonna be wicked things and all this magic and all this wicked stuff with witches and warlocks and demonic activity, but you're going to say heaven is not real? You're going to say the creator, which is Abba, which is our father, which is Yahweh, is not real? But you're going to believe in other things? You're going to believe in the energy? You're going to believe in all this other stuff? Come on, y'all. Y'all get hold of this young generation. Because they're going to try so much stuff to deceive them and take them out. The biggest thing they taking them out with is the drug. Because you know why? This generation, our children and their children, they are bold. They are bolder than what we were, our ancestors. They are very bold. They are going to speak up. They are going to stand up. They are going to fight. That's why they trying to stop him. A 13-year-old can't even go outside and rape his yard, clean up his yard without being shot in the head. Look, a girl can't even go trust her friends to go on a vacation without them murdering her. Come on. You see what's going on with the young generation? That's why we got to talk to them. We got to pray the spirit of discernment. They to be open to the truth, to know, to wake up their spirit, Father, that they will know evil is evil. This is not the person. Let them see it. Let them see behind the eyes. Let them see who they really are. Let them hear your voice. Let them hear the angel. The angel speaks to us. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. Let them have an ear to hear. If you tell them not to get in the car, they not get in the car. If you tell them get up and go home, drink that drink, they will hear it loud and clear. Know how to pray and pray effectively over your children, not just over your children, over your sister's children, over your auntie children, over your neighbors. Come on, y'all. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take callers, because like I said, I'm just talking tonight. I did not prepare anything. I pray that this bless you, but keep going. God is your biggest cheerleader. God got you. Sometimes we got to start small, and sometimes we got to lose them, and sometimes we might lose them all. Let them hit them in threes. Let them hit them in two, because when he move them, you forget to walk through something greater. You better hear tonight. Let them be removed, because your time is just up with them. That's just what it is. It's up. So don't take it personal. Just keep going. I'm telling you, when I saw that, I kid y'all, some of y'all heard my testimony. When I started out, I started out on the prayer line teaching about my plan. It would be one person on there, two people on there, three people on there. And it won't be nobody on there. I would get on there and read the Bible. And, you know, some people come on there late and some people don't come on there at all. Whatever time it was time for me to read that Bible, if it was for 30 minutes to an hour, I was consistent. I kept going. I would sit there and read the Bible. It wouldn't be nobody online. I would sit there and pray, y'all. It wouldn't be nobody online. The line. I would pray. I was consistent. I would keep going. And then one day I said, well, Lord, I don't know. Did you want me to do this? You kept saying ministry and do, you know, but I started testing. Lord, I don't know. Cause ain't nobody coming on. They stop coming to Bible study. They don't even get up on Saturday at 7 o'clock and get on the prayer line. And I said, well, I'm just going to go because I ain't got on there, so I'm going to stop. I heard so loud and clear. Like somebody was holding a conversation with me. That's what I heard. You ain't on there by yourself. And I'm like, huh? You ain't on there by yourself. I'm going to help y'all out tonight. I heard so loud and clear, there's angels around you. Angels is on there. And they are listening. They having Bible study with you. They are listening to your prayers. But they come back and give a report. That's how I'm trying to stop. There's books in heaven. My God. They writing everything you do down here on earth in the book. So I hear you're not on there by yourself. The angel is enjoying you teaching. They coming back and giving a report. And that's what made me, it wasn't nobody telling me keep going. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me that, and I kept going. So I went from that to on the radio into teaching classes. This is for somebody tonight. I don't know who it is. So Father God, I thank you, Father God. I ask that I release the line, Father God. Continue to use me. Continue to to me, Father God. I thank you for those that's on here. They could have been doing it something else, Father God, but they choose to come and hear from you. They hear my voice, but Father God, you're speaking through me. And Father God, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. And I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give it back to you, Father God. So Father God, as I release the line and take the callers, Father God, speak. What do you have for your people tonight? Some of them need an answer from you, Father God. If you want to speak to me with that answer or give them confirmation, Father God, do it tonight, Father God. You get the glory. Sometimes you just want us to speak a word of encouragement. Sometimes you want them to see you can come up a higher. Whatever it is, Father God, I ask that you just, you know, that you would just give them what their heart desire, what they seeking for in the name of Jesus, Father God. In your son Jesus' name, amen. We got that many call on here. That's a good thing. 315-884, Mass is calling. Where you calling from?
Hi, Sean. This is Kiara from...
Hey, Key. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very great. Well, is there something you want to share or you have a prayer request?
Just requesting prayer at this time. I'm going through a bit of a moment and I just need prayer and I need to get back active in church. It's been calling me and I need to get back, like, you know, I feel like, and I just need, I need prayer more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, are you seeking the Father or what ministry you should be connected to, or are you connected to a ministry? So you're seeking him, want to know what ministry you need to be connected to.
Yeah, like I have a church home. I just, like, Sunday is my only days off, and, like, I sleep in. I got to do laundry. I got to clean up. I got to tend to my kids. It's just, so I'll use that as my excuse as to why I haven't been to church. It's going to change after the new year. I'm going to start taking 2 days off instead of just one. But for now, I just take Sundays off. But I do have a church home here in New York. I just got to go and get involved and you know, join a ministry. And I just like, okay, if I join a ministry, like, okay, you got to dedicate this amount of time. I just don't have the time right now, but it's like, I think that's where I'm supposed to be. I don't know. Pray for me. I'm just all over the place.
I'm saying, but I asked the Father to balance you out. And
yeah.
I asked the Father to give you clear understanding of ministry. Because you can be ministering and have ministry in your life, not saying, you know, we need to be connected to people and connected with true, you know, fellowship with a true ministry. We need to fellowship with people. But when I say ministry, you can have ministry with God yourself by opening the word, having a relationship with him in your home, in your home. You know, you say you're busy to go to the church, but never cut it out from your home. Build your home on the foundation. Dedicate your home to dedicate your home as a house of prayer. Invite the Father to come into your place. Have a relationship with him in your own house.
Yeah. I got a special room that I pray in. That I go in and pray. I try to once a day, but if I don't get in that room once a day, I still pray, you know, while I'm in the car or I'm laying in the bed or I'm in the shower or I'm at work. I always talk to God, like, in that state of prayer, but I do have a dedicated room in my house that it's like when you get on your knees and pray, it's like special.
Right.
I don't know.
And so don't let that stop you from continuing that relationship with the Father. You know, even, you know, some people can't get to the church because they don't have transportation. So they have to watch it online or, you know, still want to build that foundation in your household. You want to have that relationship in your household with the Heavenly Father. So, the Father, and then he will direct you where you need to be. He'll let you know. You'll know where you need to be. And so, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Father God. I ask that you direct her path, Father God, and then by you calling PGN, this is ministry. This is ministry.
Yeah.
This is ministry. You're being ministry to. It's ministry. So, Father God, I ask that you open her understanding to what true ministry is, Father God. And I just pray that you will order herself, you know, put her on a path to who you want her to connect with. If it's in a building with a church, Father God, that you will give her wisdom and make it plain and clear to her, Father God. So, Father God, I just ask that you breathe peace. We speak peace in our household. We speak peace in our mind. Peace of sleep, Father God. We just break that cycle. We break that, you know, the working, overworking mind. We speak rest to your mind. Your mind will rest. And Father God, I just ask that you just, you know, that you will shower her with work, that she will get to a place of worship you, that she'll, even when she's holding up clothes, washing dishes, attending the children, she just have a joyful heart. She'll start singing and loving on you, and that's going to change the environment around her in her home, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you for the rearrangement that you're doing in your daughter's life, Father God, rearranging her home, rearranging, you know, restoring the finance, Father God. I see you working. You working overtime or working long hours?
Yes, I am.
So I just ask that those hours will be, you know, to be stable in your life, to where you won't have to work all those long hours, that you will have more time for the Father, you will have more time for your household, that it will just balance itself out, that the scale will balance in your life, that you have a balance in your home. Even everything that's out of whack in your body will be balanced out.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because when our brain cells is overworking, it causes stress, it causes anxious, you know, anxiety. It causes your body to chemicals to be off in your body as well.
Yes.
Even when it's time for you to rest, but your mind's still going. I speak peace in your mind. And I just ask God to, you know, are you seeking to find a new career, a new job? Are you seeking? Because I see like you trying to get something new, that you're looking for a new position, or you want to change career path?
Yeah, I'm actually in the dental field, but I'm in school in the cardiac field right now, and I'll be graduating in August. It's a totally different field, and so it's totally new to me.
Okay.
Yep.
So God gonna give you wisdom on that too. How seek your Father on that. I don't know how often you do fast.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and prayer, pray. But seek the Father on that. He's gonna direct you. Because I see like a career path, a position that you're gonna be making a change.
Yes.
I just pray that this change will give you, that it won't be overwhelmed and you won't have to work so much.
Yes.
You won't have to work so much that you will work normal hours.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to do it. He's going to fix it. So I thank the Father for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
He just told you what you really wanted.
I think I did.
I think he knows.
What? He knows what I want or what I desire, but he always tells me when I tell him what I want, he always tells me, just focus on me, and that'll come.
Well,
just focus on me. And I'll be like, all right.
Well, he'll give you the heart desire when you seek him. If that's what you're passionate about and that's what you want, he's just going to put you in the right position to get it. But you got your, it might not be the time, might not be the season, but trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Although one thing I know, say I'm gonna use this for example. If you enjoy cooking and decorate, if that's your passion, that's a gift. That's a gift. That's your passion. That's a gift. But you go work at a bank that working long hours, that ain't gonna work. Because that's not your passion. Mm-hmm. That's not your heart desire. You're not gonna feel comfortable doing that.
You're right. I do have a business, And I have a clothing line, and I really, I really love it. I love it, and like it's a lot of fun or whatever. But you need money to run a business. So the field that I'm in now, which is the dental field, I'm over it. I've been in it 10 years. I'm not making no money. So the cardiac field, I'm in school for cardiac sonography. I'm going to be making, when I graduate in August, I'm going to be making triple what I make in the dental field. So
that's what you still want to do?
I mean, no, I'm actually doing it for the salary. Now that I'm doing it and learning, I like it a lot. I like, it's new, and I'm 35 years old learning something new, so it's been a little challenging, but I like it a lot. I like it. But is it my passion? No. My passion is to be a stay-at-home wife to a rich man.
Well, you got some successful stay-at-home.
But, you know, I got to do what I got to do.
I just tell you, just trust the Father on here. I wreck your back.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of things, if you love doing the clothes, and have you thought about opening a beauty? Your own boutique?
Yeah, I had a boutique. I just recently.
Oh, you had one.
Mhm. It was.
Okay.
Yep, I had a boutique, and I just recently closed it a few months ago.
Mhm.
Because I'm trying to do too many things at once, and like I said, it's a lot. It's a lot. You need money. That's the bottom line.
I know. I understand. I know. About that.
You need money in order to make money.
That's right. I have a little business. I've been trying to look for a building. So I understand.
And so, you know. You never know. Once I graduate and making good money, making six figures, and you know, I'll pour some of that into my boutique and then get my boutique up and running. If my boutique sales surpass my job, then I'm going to go with my boutique. Or maybe I'll do both. Or maybe, you know, it's in God's hands.
Exactly.
I don't know what the future. I just know I need to get to the next level. So I got to finish school. And this career, this new career path that I'm going in is going to get me to the next level.
Okay. There you go. Well, I did see a new career path for you, so
you
just
did.
Keep God and trust Him and ask Him to continue to order your steps.
Amen.
And, you know, if you're a petite, you know, keep it, you know, as for a side hustle, you know. You know,
right.
I don't know why I'm saying this. You know, you get a lot of teenage girls and young men to model your clothes. You do like a little fashion on Facebook or YouTube.
I sure can.
But, you know, I ask God to give you creative ideas for that. Ask Him for creative ideas.
Okay.
Yeah, start thinking of some creative ideas to get your line, your boutique out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can take some young girls, you know, to keep them motivated, the ones that got low. I'm telling you, listen, I'll be telling people, I just don't be talking, listen. Sometimes you can go, get, you know, you might need to go give some of them girls, young ladies, that have low self-esteem.
Right. Modeling is definitely a career booster. I'm sorry, not a career booster, but it makes you feel really good.
Right. So maybe you can, you know, the Father can use you to do that for some of these young girls and young boys, you know, to model some of your clothes, you know, and they make them feel real good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to think about.
It is.
Yeah. Was there anything else?
No, I just was calling in for prayer. That's it.
Thank you for calling in. For just, you know, writing down to see God. And he'll bring that young girl and young boy to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you. Continue doing what you're doing. You help a lot of people.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend.
You too, friend.
All right, bye. This is Master's calling. Where you coming from? I think they done took a little nap. We'll come back to them. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
Sister from Texas. How are you?
I'm doing fine. That's who's calling again?
Tasha?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm blessing you.
That's good. Well, if there's something you want to share, or do you have a prayer request?
Yeah, I need prayer for strength, prosperity, and wisdom and knowledge and understanding for me and my son and our career. And I need to move in life. I need to step with pretty God first. I need confirmation and prayer.
So you need prayer for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for you and your son, and you need confirmation on
our careers and our prosperity, and what he wants us to do it, our careers and our life.
Mm-hmm. Father God, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for what you've done in some life. Father God, thank you that you'll come and shape him, Father God. Thank you for sending thank you, Father God. Father God, let me tell you something. He ain't, your son is not too far. I know you get frustrated with him, or what, I don't know what this is, but he's gonna be okay. He's gonna be okay. He's gonna be okay. He ain't too far gone. Don't believe what the enemy is telling you.
Amen.
When he's trying to portray your son to be something that don't line up with the word of God, you whoop him with the word of God. You allow because according to the word. The word tell me he's above, not beneath. The word tell me he is a child of God. The word tell me all things will work together for the good because I love the Father. You continue to pray and use the word. But you trust the Father. Don't fear. You trust the Father with the situation with your son. Start praising him and thank him for turning the situation around.
Yes, Lord.
Thank the Father. Send the angel. Whatever his plan, learn. Ask the Father to show you the correct way to pray. If there's a time to pray, there's a time to be still. There's a time to watch. There's a time for you to give thanks to the Father. Thank the Father for his healing and deliverance. Thank the Father for drawing him to, you know, drawing your son to him.
Yes, Father.
Thank the Father for cutting off all ungodly soul all ungodly relationships.
Yes, Father.
Thank the Father for watching and purging him. Thank the Father that he still has his hand upon him.
Thank you, Father.
Bind and rebuke things. I trust you, Father. This is your son. I give it back to you. Thank you for using me as a vessel to carry him for these 18 years. But he's your son. And I know they're going to put more on him. Your grace is sufficient even when he's weak.
Yes, Lord.
You reign on the just as well as the unjust. You don't have a respect for
him. Thank you, Father.
Father God, I ask that you just take her hand and let her know that it will be all right.
Yes.
That she will know without a shadow of a doubt. And what's for you is for you. What's for your son is for your son.
Yes,
so, Father God, everything that the locust, the cankerum, the caterpillar, everything that the enemy thought he robbed and stole, Father God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you restore every dime, every penny, that this will be an hour. Things will not be taken. It's like I see things have been taken and taken and taken from you, and you like, okay, how much more? But you know what? Just like it's been taken for you, you take it back. You start taking it back by force. You take it by force.
Amen.
You got the authority to say, not this season, not this time.
Amen.
Blessed going in, I'm blessed going out. The favor of God is upon my life. The favor of God, if I got favor, my son got favor.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Father. So speaking the word, whooping the situation with the word of God. And Father God, I ask that you show her how to do it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And the Holy Spirit, the greater intercessor, Father God. So I ask that the Holy Spirit will guide her. The Holy Spirit will be her comfort. That's the best gift, that the Holy Spirit will show her how to pray, when to pray, when to rest, when to just be still and listen to your voice. So, Father God, thank you that you're moving her life. I thank you that doors are open in this season in her life. Father God, I thank you. Order. I just see order in court. Order in court. I see, I don't know why I just heard that. Order in court. Order in court. Order in court. That's what I heard. Do your son got a court case? Or somebody,
I have a court case I'm supposed to hear from the judge on the 21st. You confirmed it. Yes, Lord.
Well, Father God, I ask that you release and gather and everything. I don't know what you're going to court. You don't have to say nothing, but I heard order in court. So when the Father say order in court, he got the judge attention. God is moving in the situation. Start praising him and thank him that it's going to be a good report, that it's going to rule in your favor. And that's what I heard, order in the court. So, Father God, I ask that you give her more revelation on it. Father God, until that day come that she will seek you in your word, Father God, that she will get in your word and read your word. Even whisper, what Bible verse do you want her to read? What song do you want her to sing? Father God, what do you want her to do, Father God? But I ask that you touch her ears, touch her heart, Father God, that she will know it's you and you making a way out of no way. I pray that she know that it's you, that you in control of all things. You are in control of her situation. In the name of Jesus, that she will trust you and surrender and give it to you, even that court case, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I'm going through a court case with this job I was working for. They didn't pay me, so that's what I'm going to court for them to release my my money that they owe me.
All right, now. Well,
yes, Lord.
That's what I was saying, order in court, order, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, some things you just don't know what you know, I just said, and, you know, it's just the Holy Spirit speaks in so many ways. People have to help the spirit of discernment and have to catch it. So just tell the Father, it's in your hand. You already done worked it out. You done already worked it out and start thinking here.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the confirmation I asked for. And thank you for the word of God in you. It speaks through you. And just thank you for the word.
Oh, was
well,
the confirmation about the court?
Yes, Lord. Remember when I came on, I said,
yeah.
I need confirmation,
well,
and that was confirmation.
Well, there you go.
Yes, Lord.
That's your confirmation. That means he just spoke to you. He just gave you confirmation, so there you go. So just start thinking.
And you didn't know nothing about that. Order in the court. Order in the court. You didn't
sure
know nothing.
Did. Tell people you have to have the ear to hear. You have to. I just come out. You know, the Spirit's taking over, and you know, I give him the glory. It's not me.
He's letting
his people know that I didn't hear your cry. I'm hearing you, and I'm doing something in the background.
Father, thank you.
Amen. So we thank you. You know, today. Stay rooted and grounded, you know, in his word. And continue to just pray him and thank him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you so much and be blessed. I know someone else want to hear from you, too. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and happy Thanksgiving. You, too.
Oh,
thank you.
Same to you. It's Thanksgiving next week.
Yes, Lord. This is next week.
Well, yeah, everybody have a happy holiday. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. A safe and blessed holiday in Jesus' name.
Amen. By the time y'all come back on, y'all be full of turkey and dressing and macaroni and cheese, greens, candy, ale. Some of y'all might do neck bone steaks. Some of y'all might do seafood. And some of y'all, you know, might just say, I'm just glad to be here. You know, whatever.
Amen.
Y'all plan. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, too.
Amen.
Thank you. Have a great night. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Amen. I tell you, we pray, Lord, whatever you have for your people. Amen. God is good. 469.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, it's Barbara from Texas.
Hey, Barbara. How you doing?
Hey, woman of God. Just walked in. Praise God.
Yes. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm just a little exhausted from traveling today, and the traffic was a beast on the highway. My God. But
you,
I made it through, made it back home safely, thank God.
You in Texas?
Ma'am?
You in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
In Dallas or Fort Worth?
In Dallas.
Ooh, I went to Dallas today. And you know what? That Dallas traffic is bad.
Yeah,
that
it
Dallas
is so bad.
Traffic
going
is
down
bad.
There and back.
I'm for 35 downtown. I'm like, let me get myself from down here.
It was everywhere. I don't know if the students are out of school and then it's Friday.
Well, you know, they got a lot of playoff games, too. And a lot of people is traveling from out of town. It's a lot of playoffs. And a lot of these schools up here playing a lot of schools from out of town.
Oh.
So I don't know if they got a big event going on Because I went to Fort Worth, too, and I think over there where the rodeo, they must be having a big event over there, too. It's a lot of people out.
Wow, it was, girl, I was like, Jesus, I wanted to just scream and say, Lord, please, get me out, get me out. I let the window down. Yeah. My daughter said, I feel like running all the way. I said, well, I feel like screaming.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I
every highway, everything was traffic.
Right. I had came in the house just a little bit minutes, logged into the radio because I was in Dallas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, no.
I've never in my life seen it like that before.
Because a lot of people moved to Dallas. A lot of people's here, and it's causing all
mm-hmm.
that traffic. Yeah, I don't like going to Dallas. Lord. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I went 20 East. You know, I had to. One of my daughters took me to put the flowers on the grave site
mm-hmm.
for my mom, my dad, my brother. And I said, well, the rest have to wait, and their dad. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm ready to get back. It's dark. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just so tired. It's that ride.
Yeah, I went up 22.
it was a beast. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so grateful to be back home, and I'm just, I said, let me call the show. Oh,
well,
I missed you. I said, I called, but you weren't on there one night. I called one Friday.
Yeah,
I said, wow.
Yes, I took a vacation. I went out the country.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, it's my turn, so.
Yeah, you know, I said that earlier. It seemed like I've been gone for a while from the radio. But yeah, I missed 2 weeks because I went on vacation.
Well, I know you had a great time then.
Yes, I
it's
was talking about the report. Yeah, I did. I made the best out of it, yes. And then I
praise
came to relax and, you know, refresh. And so everybody,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate everybody need a vacation. That's just me.
Yes.
You need to get to go to another part of the world.
Yes, one of my daughters moved away, so I'm waiting to go up there with her.
Really?
And I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it and when, what, and where, but I'm ready. My suitcase is always ready.
There you go.
So
there
I asked God for the wind of favor to go, that someone will send me up there. So I'm just waiting.
If you don't mind me asking, where is she at?
Is it Belize or something like that?
I want to go there. I think that's going to be my next trip. I want to go there.
Yeah, I got to go.
Well, we're going to believe that the Father, he'll do it. I'm telling you, you'll be there. You'll be there.
I'm so
you'll
ready.
Be there.
She's been gone since June or something. And I'm so ready to go and help her family and help them to get settled and everything.
You're going to go. Watch. You're going to go, and you're going to go soon,
please.
You're going to go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm telling you, I can tell you testimony of traveling and how the Father gave me favor. You know, just say no. I just want to go. I want to travel. You know, he'll open that door. I'm telling you, you'll have favor with it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just in agreement with you.
If he do it for me, I'm asking him to do it for you. Do it for your daughter, Father.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm in agreement.
Yeah, I told him earlier, I'm not selfish. You know, if that's where you want to go, I'm asking God to open that door opportunity. And I just ask that, you know, Father, let somebody pay for her plane. In Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Well, do you have a special prayer request?
I'm like the last caller. I just love people. I love God. and doors are opening for the ministry, and I'm in awe. I don't have anything really to ask for, no more than protection, God's favor, His grace, His mercy, and just do it. Because so many people are waiting and asking, and I'm working, and I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to stay in the will and the favor of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, for being obedient and loving on
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Planting them seeds and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just whatever you want to pray, I'm just, yeah, I'm here.
I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I'm seeing a boat ride. And I'm like, what is a boat? What did it say? A boat ride. You're going to give me more. It's like a boat ride.
Mm-hmm. We love riding boats.
Really?
Yeah,
do they got something?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of some in the Bible. Who, you know, say I could think of which guy was in the boat. Jesus would sleep on the boat. You know, they was on the rough water, but I don't see it like that. I see a boat ride, and it's smooth. You enjoying yourself. You having fun. You know, I just heard a boat ride, and I'm like, huh? Boat ride.
Yeah, I've been asking for it, Lord, to let me ride in a yacht. I've been wanting to go in a yacht. And then we passed the lake today. And I said, see,
okay.
that's me out there. Every time I go by there, I'm going over the bridge. I always say, God, what if I lived on a boat or something? I said, I just cannot wait to ride.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what I heard, the boat ride. I'm trying to see if the Holy Spirit reveal more to me about this boat ride, but I just seen the boat on the water, and then I heard a boat ride.
God, it's been a journey.
I believe, I don't know, is something going on that He wants you to relax, enjoy the ride, just let your heart down, enjoy life, you know. Go take that boat ride, be on that water, water really.
And win some souls for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's also a rest as well. Just relax, let God.
Yes, that's what I was, yes, rest, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. That's been coming to me all week.
Mhm. So I don't know been going on, but that's what I see. Let's take this boat ride. Let's relax. Water calms a lot of people. You know, people go out there on the water. They can write. They can think better. And some people really love water. You know.
Mhm. That's true.
And so I just seen that. So, Father God, I just ask that you just, give her more revelation on it. But I do see you resting, just letting your heart down. You know, whatever has been coming against you in the last couple of days, week, I believe the Father just wants you to relax, trust Him, let it go. He got it. Enjoy the boat ride. It's going to be smooth. It's going to be a smooth ride. It's going to be a smooth ride. Cause I see you enjoyed it. It's not. I don't see no clunky, clutter water or chunky water. I don't see that.
Thank you.
I don't see that. So Father God, I thank you that the ride, the next assignment, or whatever you have for her in this next season, it will be so smooth. It will not be bumpy. She will see very clear. She will relax. She will embrace the Holy Spirit more and more, going higher heights in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the next assignment. And another thing that I'm hearing from the Bible, sometimes your assignment can be over. I don't know if it's over with a particular person or someone. someone or a group of people, it's time for you to move on. Enjoy this next assignment. Ride it out. Ride it out. Enjoy it. Or this could be the time for you to rest so he can refill you up.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Jesus.
So it could be that this is a resting season for you. He wants you to, you know, let your hair down, relax, enjoy, you know, the people that he wants you to be around in this season. Because when you're in a relax, when he wants you to rest, you know you can't be around everybody. No, I'm going to say you can't be around just anybody. You're in a resting process, right?
That's right. That's right. That's good. Come on. Wow, because he gave me that.
You can't be around.
He told me to cut the clutter, the people off.
They interrupted. So this resting, that's why he wants us to rest. I mean, shut down, you know. And you know, sometimes in the resting process, he will hide us too. Mm. Come on now.
Mm.
Sometimes he got to hide us from people. He got to hide us from certain things. He got to hide us from the enemy. He got to hide us from our love. It's a hiding place. Come on. Well, some things he's got to get us like that because he don't want certain things to get in to corrupt the process.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. That's what he gave me. You're on it.
Yeah, so Father God, I thank you. You know, whatever process and whatever you're going to take her through, Father God, I pray that she will embrace it. And she will embrace it. And this is something she's going to endure with you, Father God. And so, Father God, you get her ready for the next assignment. If you're saying, you know, I want you to, you know, rekindle. Wow. I'm getting the Holy Spirit really speaking, rekindle. To, you know, oh, Lord God, you're so good. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. You're so good. Because I see that rekindle part is going to be all good. You're going to enjoy it. And it's just going to just make your light brighter. The light stand brighter, brighter, and brighter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I just pray that you embrace it. And I just pray that you know the timing with the Father, the timing, what time and what season that you are in. If this is your season of rest, rest well so he can replenish you. He can refill you. But I see that he wants you to enjoy it. It's much needed. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the enjoyment. I thank you for the rekindle. I thank you for the rest. So, Father God, I just see that your daughter is going to do well. Your daughter is going to do well when you send her back out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. If I have that zeal of God, and I tell you, I go hard, I go strong. And every time I tried to make a step to go and do something for the Lord, it was like I was just getting tired. Like my energy was just sapped. Like I said, God, is this you telling me to rest? I told one of my daughters, I said, oh, woman of God, I said, I cannot go. I said, the Lord is putting a spirit on me that I need to just rest. And my body needs to heal on the inside. There's some things I've had to go through. And sometimes you don't feel like talking and telling anybody anything. You know, you try to, they think when you talk, you're all over the place, and you're not. It's just that God is directing you differently from everybody else. It's not the same, different thumbprints, footprints. He orchestrates everything for different people in different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the season that he was giving me to rest. And then he said, I got to do a refill, like an overflow. But I can't have you connected to different types of people that's trying to latch on. You're going to have to cut some people off in your circle. And I remember y'all telling me that. And I said, I was like, okay. And I said, because they're going to cause the ministry to crash too much. And I said, okay, Lord, it's time to lay it at your feet. And so I'm just, that's what he gave me today, all day.
I was hearing that when you get some healing he wants to do to your body as well. It's very important when he tells us to rest, because that's part of healing too.
And
after we then labor and pick our body, a lot of people don't understand when you're laboring and you're laboring so hard and so passionate, you might be picking up spiritual warfare of others and unnecessary spiritual warfare in your body. It's like, let me tell y'all something, it's like being on a battlefield. Your body, especially when you're praying and labor, when you come out that my 10th intercessory prayer, it's like you've been on the field, been on the war. You will come out of there with body aches. I mean, I'm telling you, you will.
And they don't understand the levels when God takes you up like that. You can feel everything from the head to the toe, and you have to rest. You have to rest in His presence.
Sometimes that type of warfare like that, sometimes you can't even get out the bed. You can't. I done been to where I just had to lay down on the floor. Couldn't get up.
Right. That's true. You got to ask the Lord to give you strength just to even get up for anything. And when it happens, He'll let you, but He wants you to go right back. Do what you got to do. Get back in the resting.
So you know some people that shit themselves up with the Father days. That they don't even, the Holy Spirit got them shit up in their secret place and consecration for days.
Yes, and that's true. You're right, because that's what he's been doing to me.
It's
been like a whole month, like just resting. Because I hadn't really been able to get on the show, but I try as much as I can. But he has me to where he don't want nothing in my ears.
That's it. I'm telling you, that's it.
Nothing but the word,
reading. And people like that, you'll know when you kind of out of alignment with the true Holy Spirit with him, you can feel you out of alignment. You didn't show it somewhere else. You would know.
That's good. That's a great word. Wow. Because everybody's season is in where he takes you. You know, it's his will. It's Yahweh. It's not even about us anymore.
That's
right. Because we made a vow, a promise, a covenant with him. And it's no longer our battle or struggle. We just got to be still and know that I'm God. And so he gives us directions to go, when to stop, when to move.
And you better make sure you're on his time. You don't want to go ahead of time.
Ooh, my God. That's the word right
you
there.
You don't want to go after he done told you to go. You don't want to go after either.
Timing is
very
everything.
Important to be on his timing, because you would know, and like I tell, I don't know if I told somebody that, you would know when you out of his will in timing, because everything goes on, just it seems like everything is just ain't going to be right.
That's right.
He's going to let you go through it too, because you out of his will.
Wow, you just picking up everything he's been giving me. And I said, okay, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You're so right.
Yeah, we should not let people pull us out of his will and his timing. They will.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
Can I get you out? I need you to be here with the lady. I said, I'm not going. I'm tired, Lord.
I'm learning myself. When he say not to go into them, he say not to go somewhere, you better not go. I'm telling you, Lord. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
You're getting ready to preach now, all right? Now.
I'm telling you. I'm the one time I heard the Holy Spirit say, don't go on their turf. I heard it just like that, don't go on their turf. I was just saying not to go on the turf. And I went to this ministry. They hired me on. And baby, see, when God say not to go somewhere and not do something, he don't shut that down real quick because he ain't going to want his clean vessel be mixed up with something that's going to put you in jeopardy or cause you to be corrupted. God shut that door so quick. I was out there for 2 weeks, and I was like, why you send me out here? But he revealed to me in a dream. And then he brought back up that word, don't go on their turf. He's good. He's good. Even if you miss it, when you got clean hands, pure heart, he's going to protect you. So we don't get right all the time. He'll shut it down so quickly. He'll shut it down quickly.
Because I know I've been tested and tried. And he gave me, I was sitting there and wanted to be in the group of prayer. And the first thing he said, did I tell you to come here? He said, that was you. And he gave me the scripture for it. And I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, you told me to rest. And I was trying to go back to my church. I'm telling on myself. I make mistakes like everybody else. He gave me the scripture, told me to leave. And I told one of the prayer warriors, I said, the Lord didn't give me permission to come, and I'm getting ready to leave as soon as y'all finish. I said, but really, he told me to leave now. And I looked at everybody and said, but we missed you. And I said to myself, I know you did. I'm gone. And I hadn't been back in about 7 months, 8, I don't know. I didn't go. He said, your time is up.
You make you feel uncomfortable. I've been there when he pulled away because I didn't know at the time people would minister to me and say, ministry, tell me about the ministry. And I was like, what are these people talking about? Shut it down. I try to go back. I felt so uncomfortable, out of place. And then when I got to me, he said, I didn't tell you go up in there anyway.
And he made me so uncomfortable. The lady that was over the prayer pastor, I gave her a word that God gave me, and she looked at me like sideways and made me so uncomfortable. And everybody saw it, and their eyes bugged out their head like, did you not hear? She was talking to you. And when they saw that, everybody left, and nobody never came back. And I said, I'm done, God. Forgive me. I see you, Lord. And I didn't do it. I said, I'd rather be obedient than disobedient.
That's right.
He shut it down. He made me so uncomfortable that everybody caught that. And I know you're right.
Yes, he will. He sure will. Is there any other prayer requests you have?
Not that I know of. I just want God to bring my children, anybody that's out of the will, back in the will. And I noticed that all the cousins and people are trying to help each other and do it. And I said, Lord, I remove myself. I said, you take over, take the wheel. I said, they all know enough word and got it. My job is to pray and tell God you're working it out. And thank you, Lord, in advance.
That's right. That's right.
And I watched all 10 or 12 of the little cousins talk about things. And I listen. And I don't say anything. I don't get involved. I just said, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Work it out.
Work it out. That's something we could do. Work it out. Amen.
Well, I've enjoyed the little bit I did here, and I know you probably got other callers, and so I didn't want to stay on too long, but thank you so much. I feel so much better. like the weight of the world and lift it, you know, because I had so many questions and I didn't want to say too much. I just wanted you and you gave me clarity on all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
So I thank the Father for giving you that clarification. He's going to give you more deep revelation, and you just seek him. Do he tell you to do? You want to go out there on that boat ride? Go out there on that boat ride. But I just see you just enjoy. He wants you to relax and rest, and he's going to fill you back up and restore you. Enjoy yourself.
Wow. Thank you, God. My time is here, my season. So those group of women and people that I saw on the negative side that was praying against the will of God, God said they won't be able to do what they plan in this season. I said, well, thank you, Lord, and that's the confirmation. That's what you didn't know. There was another set praying for me that's against the will of God for my life. And what they don't realize is that when we get in the flesh and try to help them, then it's not the will of the Father. And when you saw me on the boat ride, that was the peace that God was giving me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that I've obeyed.
Joy of the peace. The battle is the Lord. While you riding the wave and having peace, they still trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. That's where I get the joy at, saying thank you, Lord, for hearing our cry, our prayers.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for PGN, So I just thank God for everything. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We thank you, Father. And just wait. Just let him do it. Let him do it.
Yes, ma'am.
And he will do it.
Amen. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Have a blessed night.
You too.
Ma'am.
I said, we thank you for calling in and, you know, have a safe holiday and just even relax during the holiday.
You too. The same goes to you and the rest of the people that's listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy the peace of God and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Amen.
Permanent happiness. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, God bless you. We will talk soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. All righty. Let's see. Six, 474. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Celine. I'm from New York.
Say your name again, sweetie.
Celine.
Celine. And you say you're calling from New York?
Yeah.
Well, how you doing tonight?
Oh, not really good. Not really good.
Well, forgive me for messing up your name. I think, is this your first time calling in the show?
No, but I think it's the first time I'm talking to you. But it's not the first time I've spoken to you.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling tonight on this call night. Is there a special prayer request that you have?
No, I just want, yes, it is, but I just want you to pray for, I just want to lead you and tell you.
Okay. Well, Father God, I thank you. Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you, Father God, because you sees it all. You see everything, the struggle, the tears, you see it all. Father God, I thank you that you hear her, Father God. You hear her. Your ears, Father God, is inclined to her mouth, Father God. I thank you for the help is there. I see he's sending you help. The help is there. The help is there. Your help It's already been released on the way. You know what I've just seen? You know how when we, in the book of Daniel, when he prayed and Gabriel came to him, he said, God heard you the first time, but I had to go through a battle. Have you ever read that Bible verse? In the book of Daniel, when he prayed, he went on a 21-day fast, and the angel came to him and said, God heard you the first time. But I had to go through, something. I had to, when I left out the presence of the Father, when he left out the presence, this is the angel, when he left out the presence of our Almighty Father, he had to be sent. Remember Jacob had a vision of angels. They ascended and descended from heaven. And so when you go to the book of Daniel, so Daniel, your prayers will answer when you first open your mouth. Because Daniel had faith too. He was on a fast.
Yeah.
He was fasting and praying. So he told Daniel, your prayers will answer the first day that you open your mouth. But see, it took me time to get here because I had to go through the Prince of Persia. That is so true. I had to war to give you the answer. I had to fight the unseen realm. I had to be above the principality. And so even the angel needed help to either to be released to come to Daniel. So he had to call on the archangel, which was Michael, to come help him. That's how strong that world is, that the money world, where the Prince of Persian is so strong that an angel had to call another angel to come help him. So basically what I'm saying to you, don't give up on your prayer. The enemy wants you to give up. He want to prolong it. He want to prolong it. When we give up and we power and all this and we speak negative and we don't have faith, he want us to do that. But the help is there. Your help is there. And you're going to see things change in your life. Your help comes from the Lord. Your help comes the Lord.
Amen.
All your help comes from the Lord. And I just see he wants you to stop looking for everybody to help you and from the answer from everybody. I don't know what this is, but trust God in this process. It's gonna turn around soon.
Amen.
It's gonna turn around, but you gonna don't give up. Trust him.
Oh God, Jesus.
And continue to trust him. Father, I don't know what you're doing. I ain't trying to figure it out because you didn't already worked it out. I thank you. Because you're not gonna put this on me. I cannot handle. I thank you. I feel like you need it. It's like you saying, I need a 911 turnaround.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, your help is there. You trust him and thank him because I do see you need a 911 turnaround.
That's true. That's so true.
Because just like Jacob, he wrestled with the angel. And what did Jacob say? I ain't going to, my God, Holy Spirit, speak to your daughter tonight. Touch your daughter's heart. Touch her mind to where she can rest tonight and have that peace, have that ensure that you're working it out. You done already worked it out on the back end. So everything that tried to frustrate her and get her feel of you, Father God, we stand against it right now in the name of Jesus. You keep holding on and say, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. I ain't gonna let you go until you turn this situation around. It's me, Lord. Me in the need of prayer. It's me, Lord. According to the book of Psalm 17, you the righteous one with clean hands and pure heart. God hears the prayers of the righteous one. Do you understand tonight? And he's going to come to the righteous rescue. It might take a little, it might take just a little bit longer, but your help is here. And that's what I hear for you, that your help is here.
Amen.
You can take a deep breath. You can breathe. You know, it's here. Your help is here.
Yeah.
Oh. So the Father got it in his hand, and he's going to turn it around for you. He's turning around. So all the naysayers, he's going to shut their mouth. Don't worry about what they're saying.
Yeah.
Don't doubt the hand of the Father. Don't doubt his hand. You're going to have a stable mind. You're going to have a peace of mind. I declare and decree it over you. The peace that he promised, not what the man want to give you. The peace, his peace. You're going to have the wisdom. And you're going to stand up and be strong in this next couple of hours. You know, you're going to be strong. Not your will, but his will be done in your life. Remember, the battle is the Lord. He's going to fight every battle. And those that are fighting against you, that are trying to tear you down, that are saying things about you, he's going to shut their mouth.
Yeah.
You don't say nothing. You just give it to him. You don't say nothing. Give it to him.
Yeah.
And watch him, watch how he gonna work. Watch how he works for you. Cause that's how much
Amen.
You love him. That's how much you love him.
Amen.
He's gonna work it out. Trust him. Just tell him, thank you, Father, for turning around. Thank you for turning around for my good. Thank you, Father God. I don't know what you got ahead. I just know I need to trust you. You know, my help comes from you, and I need to trust you. I need to stand firm on your word. Teach me how to stand firm. Father God, help my unbelief. Father God, you know, I repent. I repent. Forgive me. For one, do it in my way. I want to do it your way. Father God, I thank you. I'm on your side. And when I'm on your side, you fight those that's too strong for me. You fight the battle. You're going to restore my household. You're going to restore my health. I ask that you do it for your daughter. Give her a word to speak over herself and encourage herself. She is a child of God. She's above and not beneath. He's the head and not the tail. Oh, you speak these words over yourself every morning. Encourage yourself. Prophesy over yourself. Prophesy over yourself. You know, prophesy the word. If you don't know what word, just ask God to open. Make your hands, your finger, open the book. I promise you, you can open the book. It's going to be a right on time word. The exact word, the exact Bible verse that you need to read that day. And so, Father God, I ask that you do it for her. Give her the peace. Fix her heart. Father God, your word tells us that you are near to those who are broken in heart, Father God. Father God, create a clean heart and a right spirit right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Only thing you got to do is embrace it and receive it and believe. That's what you got to do.
Oh, I'm Mm-hmm. I was thinking of all this guy.
Yeah, just seeing him. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Is there anything else you need prayer for?
Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, I think that's it. Yeah. You said everything. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I have a big headache. I can't even think about anything.
You say you have a headache?
Yeah, I do have. I think it's because I think too much.
You know,
I don't sleep much. I think too much. But yeah.
Well, you know, that's what we pray for, that God will give you a peace. Peace. He give you that peace. And just take, you know what, take a hot bath tonight. Do you have some incense out?
Do I have one?
Do you have incense out?
I don't hear you. What's it?
Do you have, take a hot bath. When you take a hot bath, do you have some magnesium?
Do I have magnesium?
Magnesium. Let me see. Let me spell it. Let me see how to spell it. Okay. But take you a hot bath tonight. And play the app. Either play the Baba app or play some worship music.
Okay.
When you get off of here, go take you a hot, nice bath.
Okay.
I don't know if you have some Carmelo, C-H-A-M-O-M-I-L-E-T. You have some Levitra. I don't know if you have some of those. They are good. Peppermint oil. If you don't have those things, I know taking a hot bath would help you. But take a hot bath and, you know, just play some worship song and just talk to the Father. Just love on him and let him love on you.
Yeah.
And just do slow, deep breathing. And I heard sometimes when you put an ice pack on your head or a heating pad, that it will relax the muscles in your head. So, Father God, we just ask that the Holy Spirit will touch her on her mind, Father God. Teach her how to put on the whole armor of God and how to wear it very well. Father God, I just come in straight. The stress that's bothering, the stress that's in her body, I command the stress to leave. I command that headache to loose her, loose, take that squeezing around the mind. Father God, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just command that headache to leave her body in the name of Jesus. And drink a lot of water. Get you some water. Drink that water. And when you drink that water, Father God, I just ask that it do what it needs to do in her body. If she dehydrates, Father God, I just ask that you replenish her, refill her back up, Father God. And Father God, I just pray that she will trust you and let things go, that she will not be overthinking, overwhelmed about life, things that's going on in her life, that she will trust you and she will release Release it all unto you. Release that person. Release it all. Her home, her finance, that she will do releasing to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Fill her up, Father God. Fill her up, Father God. Oh, Father God, I just ask that she will relax. She will just relax and embrace you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
How do you feel about it by now?
Monica, thank you.
Yeah, take a hot bath and listen to some worship music. You command healing in your body. Keep speaking it. You command, I am healed. I am set free. Through the cross that is free indeed. I am a child of God. Speak these, prophesied over your. Lay hands on yourself. Father God, send her. I just command the angel to go into her house right now. Father God, touch her mind. Father God, purge her. Purge her from herself. Wash her on the inside. In the name of Jesus, deliverance. Deliverance, Father God. Deliver. Deliver her from herself. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for calling in, and you will feel better. Get in the hot bath water.
Thank you. I'm going to do that.
And drink water. Drink water.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
How about you too? Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to go back to this number. I think they still asleep. 202-760. All right. Well, we pray to have a good sleep tonight. Father God, we thank you for 202, Father God. We thank you for that sweet sleep, Father God. We thank you for the peace, rest, Father God. Father God, we thank you for order in the home, Father God, that that home will order and line up with the plans that you have for the life, Father God. Every misunderstanding, Father God, open thy eyes to thy heart to see you, to see your way, Father God, not their way, but your way, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, the turbulence that's going on in their life, I ask, just like you spoke to the storm, peace be still. And let peace be still in the home right now in the name of Jesus. All right. Well, there's nobody else with their hands up. So we're going to end this. Go ahead and end the show. I thank y'all for calling in tonight. God bless you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. Who know the plans that he have for your life? The Father. He's the author and the finish of your faith. He holds the keys to the kingdom. He got the pen. There's only, he have angel charge over your book. So he know the plans that he have for your life. He told Jeremiah, my plan, this is the Father saying, the plan that I have for your life is good and not evil, so you shall have an expected end. He knew you before the foundation of this world. So he know every string on your head. And he know your thoughts. He know the way you going to act. He know everything. Just think about it. Just line yourself up with the will of the Father. Do it. Do it the best thing. Do it right. The best thing you know how. Is we going to fall short? Yep. We going to mess it up? Yep. And we going to miss it? Yep. You going to get frustrated? Yep. But that's the thing that I love about my Father. His love is unconditional. He loves us. And his plan for us is good. So have a blessed and a safe weekend. Even this week, some of us are going to get snow. Somebody told me when I went to the doctor, they saying it's supposed to get snow. But I ain't see it in the news. But you never know because the news can't keep up with the weather anyway. But I heard Chicago Grand Slam, New York, this Oregon, everybody is getting this cold winter. I'm gonna tell you something. I heard yesterday that there's gonna be a winter storm, and it's gonna be a bad winter storm that is gonna shut down the grid, the power grid, knock it out or shut it down. I heard shit down with it. So if you don't have a generator, get one, get some blankets, and if you know how to sew, back my grandma used to take old clothing, old jeans. Yeah, I don't know if y'all can hear my son dog over here. He then came and got on the couch with me, laying on his back with his legs open, and he's over here sewing like a grown man. So y'all can hear that. That's the dog. That dog is so funny to me. Every time I listen to worship music or he lays on the Bible, he gets up under me, and that's what he did. And jump on the couch where I'm at and just kick back and snoring like a grown man or something. It's so funny. But listen, if you know how to sew, take them old jeans, old shirts. That's what my grandmom used to do, take old clothes, and she sewed it together and made beautiful quilts. Beautiful quilts. If you know how to sew, start making your own blankets and quilts. Make sure you got some thick blankets. Make sure you got hats, gloves. Prepare. Prepare. Wash the meat. Prepare. Start making preparation to eat some soup, a lot of soup, you know, buy a lot of oatmeal, cream of wheat, something that can fill you up in case you cannot get to the stove. Stack up on a lot of malted meal or oatmeal, cream of wheat, whatever you call it, raisin oatmeal, apples and oranges, because them things you can chop in the oatmeal, raisin, brown sugar, get canned milk, powdered milk, water. Start stacking up on that stuff. Vitamin C, honey, garlic, ginger, freeze it. Stack up it on now because I see a bad winter storm. It's going to shut down. And this winter storm that I see is going to go across the state. And when I see the power grid shutting down, this is going to last. What I heard, just like Texas, but this is going to last much longer. So prepare. Get your candles. Don't be afraid. If you can't afford a generator, go out there and get one of those, what do they call it, fire pits, 2x5. I think they got some electric. Get the fire pit. If you got a house and you can put a little electric or whatever fire pit. If you get a fire pit, at least one thing you know to go out there and chop some trees or get some trees. You can put that fire pit outside wherever you can, so you can have fire. And on that fire, you can cook you some food. You cook your food now. You cook your food on the fire pit. Outside, some people make their own fire pit. When you in survival mode, you gonna know how to make some stuff. you go out there and put up a fire, not a fire pit, make a fire and put a pan out there, and you know how to cook outside. Back up in the day, what you think these buffalo people, Indian people, they knew how to survive in the winter. They didn't have a home. They was in a cage and everything. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Pray for the young generation. Pray for the people that, you know, addicted to drugs and everything else, that they will be healed and delivered and set free. Pray, check on the elder people. Check on the elder people. Make God be with us. Make God keep us. Make, you know, he, you know, his face shine, that he shine his light on us, that he will have high mercy upon this nation. I kind of tongue-tied through that, but I think y'all know what I'm talking about. God bless you. Be safe. Pray over yourself. Pray over your home. Pray over the children over these holidays. We stand against car wrecks. We bind and rebuke car wrecks. We bind and we rebuke drug overdose. We bind and we rebuke suicide. We bind and we rebuke the spirit of destruction. We bind and we rebuke murder spirit that's trying to linger over the neighborhood and the region in the name of Jesus. We bind and we rebuke. We rebuke the mindset that the enemy is this young generation messing with their mind. We loosen them from ungodly soul ties. We loosen their body, their mind. Oh, Father God, from this addiction in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend. Safe holiday. And keep praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all. I never hear a dog move like you do, dog. Lord.